Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
Hello, and welcome to Sacred Nine Project Podcast. Today is less an episode and more of a musing while I revamp the podcast. I have not taken an episode off since the podcast started 2 years ago, but I wanted to publish something. Also in March, we are doing a concert on the evangelical obsession with altar calls and the afterlife and the rapture, etc. If you were raised in a hellfire and brimstone church, there were a few particular catchphrases used before and during the altar call by the preacher. If you know, you know. I'm going to be staging a kind of musical altar call for our concert in March. Please go to the show notes, click on the link, and share with me the phrases you remember. The creepier, the better. I'll incorporate these into the script for the March concert. When COVID hit, I had to teach virtually. We moved to Poplarville, Mississippi, and that's the country. It was great to get out of the fray of New Orleans and the pandemic. One day while walking the Sweet Beagle Mix, I saw something shiny in the dirt. It was a doubloon, which, after some research, I found out it was made as a part of a presidential series in the 1960s. Mine bore the likeness of President William McKinley. He became president in 1897, and after beginning a second term, was assassinated by an anarchist. McKinley was known for first situating the United States as a world power. Why am I telling you this? Can you remember a very recent incident in which McKinley's name came up? Right. The renaming of Mount McKinley in Alaska. It was named Denali, an indigenous name. In 1896, a prospector called it Mount McKinley, who was a presidential nominee at the time. In 1917, the federal government made Mount McKinley the official name. In 1975, Alaska changed the name back to Denali, and the federal government followed suit decades later in 2015. And then one of the first things our new president did was to change it back to Mount McKinley, thereby decentering its indigenous name. I'm really disillusioned, scared even. We're going backwards. Actually, it's good for Sacred Nine Project because my shtick has always been, just when you think we've come so far, turns out we haven't. But that's not what I meant. I meant that when you really become introspective about the progress of people of color and women, for example, you come to know that there's so much more work to do. But in the last few weeks, it's like our country is turning around and taking huge, gangly strides back to the 19th century, and unabashedly so. A TikToker I follow said that on the government website telling the LGBT community how to stay safe abroad, that the T was deleted from LGBT. I thought this must be fake news. Nope. It's true. And just as trans people are being erased, protections that honor and uplift minorities are as well, with the scrapping of all DEI programs. The Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America. There's a certain person who did what looks like a very offensive arm gesture, and an army of Christians who defend it and won't even concede that it could be offensive and even frightening to some of our communities. There's talk of a United States ownership of Gaza. I'm usually the person wishing everybody would stop overreacting. Now I'm feeling the existential dread. There's always a musical element to these podcast episodes. In 2023, the Sacred Nine Singers performed a program that contained my arrangement of the song Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, sung at President McKinley's funeral in 1901. It's an exemplar for that really overblown, florid verbiage of the time. I mean, even the title is wild. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Listen to the lyrics. Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush, then, thy sad repining. God lives and all is well. And here's the refrain. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true where we live anew, beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the day is longer, somewhere the task is done, Somewhere the heart is stronger. Somewhere the guerdon won. Look that up. It's G-U-E-R-D-O-N. And the final verse is, somewhere the load is lifted, close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere the angels wait. To be honest, I like the old schmaltzy songs, and it's a nice song, but how vapid. I mean, really, how devoid of any substance are the lyrics of this song, which makes me liken it even more to the state of our country today. But hey, maybe we'll all be talking like this in the next few years. Nothing would surprise me at this point. Sorry, folks, I try to be uplifting, but it's not happening today. Maybe next time.
With sweet manna all around.